And now your speaker is David Hayes Profater.
As Peter preached in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, it wasn't as a creative orator that he spoke, but as a man inspired of the Holy Spirit of God. For Acts 2 at verse 4 teaches us that the apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost and spake as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Under the influence of this divine inspiration, Peter stated at Acts 2:24 that God had raised Christ from the dead, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. While the Son of God was, then, a victim that death simply could not hold nor conquer, Paul went on to say at Romans 6, verses 1 through 11, that it is through the immersion of baptism in water for the remission of sins that we also are partakers of the death of Jesus Christ. Since burial is generally associated with the disposal of the bodies of the dead, the symbolism connecting the death of Jesus and our baptism as ones dead to sin is easily seen. It follows then that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the power of God, so also are those who have been buried as dead to sin raised up again, victorious as Christ, over both sin and death. Paul, at Colossians 2, verse 12, made the similar likeness by saying that we are buried with Christ by baptism, but are also raised with him from the waters of baptism by faith in the operation of God, who raised Christ from the dead. Therefore, not only is the symbolic reenactment of the burial and resurrection of Jesus of importance in baptism, but also the faith that as God was able to deliver Christ from the tomb as a victor over the sin for which he died, he is also able to deliver us from the sin to which we die in repentance, the sin for which death is the penalty, according to Romans 6 at verse 23, but the penalty of which is already paid by the death of Jesus. As he died for sin, and sinners are dead in sin, all may be made alive in Christ through simple obedience to him. And it will not be possible that the pains of death should hold you. This is the determinate counsel of God. Today's word, fitly spoken.